And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Sunday the 3rd of November. And this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. News briefing is coming up in 10 minutes. Before that, the shipping bulletin and a word about drama this afternoon.
Dickensian on BBC Radio 4.
The final completed work of Charles Dickens.
Mr. Rayburn has offered to teach me to read.
Oh, just that?
Of course. What else could there be, Lightwood?
Two love stories played out against a portrait of London life.
Brand new people in a brand new house in a brand new quarter of London, entertaining brand new friends.
A classic tale with contemporary relevance.
Forgive me, but I do so want to be rich.
Dickensian, Our Mutual Friend, starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this afternoon at 3.
And now here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Charles, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 3rd of November 2024. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Slovakia 1,035, splitting, expected, northwestern Germany 1,030 and Dogger 1,030 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0. Westerly 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South at 0. Westerly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time at first in far east, decreasing 2 or 3 later in west. Drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in northeast 40s, becoming variable 2 to 4, then mainly southerly later. Occasional drizzle, but fair at first in 4th. Moderate or good. Fisher, west veering northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Drizzle, moderate or good. German Bight, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fair until later in south, otherwise occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Humber, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, east 2 to 4, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north and 2 in south. Drizzle at first in Plymouth, otherwise fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. Biscay, Fitzroy, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle in north, fog patches at first, thundery rain later in southwest Fitzroy. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in Irish Sea and 5 elsewhere. Drizzle, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Rockall and Bailey and 3 in Malin and Hebrides. Drizzle at times, moderate or good. Fair Isle, west or southwest, 4 to 6, backing south or southwest, 2 to 4. Drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming southerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in western southeast Iceland. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South by west 3. Recent drizzle 13 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Stornoway. Southwest by south 4. 35 miles, 1025, now falling. Lerwick, west by south, 6. Rain, 1,000 metres, 1,021, now falling. Lucas, southwest by west, 3. 19 miles, 1027, steady. Bridlington, south-southwest, 3. 1029, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. East-southeast, 3. 5 miles, 1028. Jersey. East-southeast, 3. 7 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast by east, 4. 1026. Scilly Automatic. East by south, 3. 8 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valentia. East by south, 2. 19 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Roddell's Way. South-southeast, 2. 19 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Malinhead. South, 2. 27 miles, 1027, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday, the 3rd of November, 2024. General situation. High pressure over northwestern Europe and the North Sea will maintain mainly settled but often cloudy conditions across the British inshore waters during the next couple of days, although the cloud will be thick enough at times to give a little drizzle in places. The wind will mostly be light or moderate in strength, although locally fresh in western and northern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, becoming variable, mainly southerly 2 to 4. Drizzle at times in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 3 or 4 at first in south, otherwise variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, then drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 2 or 3, backing southeast 2 to 4. Drizzle at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Selseybille. Easterly 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. Selseybille to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Mainly fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 3 or 4. Drizzle at times, then fair. Good. Occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Drizzle at times. Good. Occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less at first in north, otherwise southeasterly 3 or 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Southeast 2 or less, increasing 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Lochfall to Carlingford Loch. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast 3 or 4. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest backing south 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. West 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Then, backing southwest 2 to 4. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
And that was Sarah Keith Lucas. This is BBC Radio 4 at 5:30 on Sunday the 3rd of November. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines this morning, Kemi Badenoch is beginning the process of choosing her shadow cabinet after winning the Conservative leadership contest. A vaccination clinic in northern Gaza has been hit as a United Nations polio jab programme resumed there. And in sport, England's cricketers have levelled their one-day international series against the West Indies in Antigua. The new Conservative leader, Kemi Badenoch, is beginning the process of choosing her frontbench team. She aims to have her shadow cabinet in place before their first scheduled meeting on Tuesday. During her campaign, Mrs. Badenoch suggested her defeated rivals would be offered a place at her top table. But the leadership contender and current shadow Home Secretary James Cleverly has indicated that he will return to the backbenches. Mrs. Badenoch has promised to renew the party and to prepare for government, but has said that new policies and a plan for implementing them will take a few years to develop. Sir Geoffrey Clifton Brown was one of the Conservative MPs who helped run the leadership election. He said he was delighted Mrs. Badenoch had won and he hoped the party could now move forward.
The Conservative Party is a broad party. It always has been. Her job now is to convince everybody in the party that she has the qualities required and is able to form us into a party that stands a good chance of winning the next election. And we'll just have to wait and see. It's too early to predict how that will go. But clearly, I think she's very bright. She's very forceful.
Israel has denied being behind an airstrike on a vaccination clinic in northern Gaza, which injured six people. It happened as health workers restarted an emergency polio vaccination drive for children in Gaza City. The campaign had been delayed due to Israeli military action in the area, where the IDF says Hamas has been regrouping. The two candidates vying to be the next president of the US have been holding rallies in one of the states which will decide the outcome, North Carolina. Polls indicate that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are neck and neck. Ms. Harris said she would tackle the cost of living if she became president, and she urged people to head to the polls.
We need everyone to vote, North Carolina. You all will make the difference in this election. You will make the difference. We are all here together because we love our country. We love our country. When you love something, you fight for it.
Mr. Trump told supporters that his rival had broken the country and only he could fix it.
I have come today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the massive invasion of criminals into our country.